Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I'll
Hello.
We live? Yes, good evening.
Yes.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio Show. It's October 18th, 2016. And we have survived Matthew and the hurricane that came ashore. Did more damage to the inlines of South Carolina than it did to the coastal in Charleston. And folks in Beaufort County got it really bad in North Carolina. But thank God that we all survived. We did have a few tragedies, but, you know, we're praying for those families as well. But tonight on the lighter side, we have Dr. Lolly with us and our guests from Canada, Mario and Ron, and our co-host Nathan. And Dr. Lolly, are you there with us?
Right here, Ida. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, Dr. Lolly.
Good evening, my Canada family. I want to thank everybody for interrupting their busy evening to be on the line. And even though this is Pink Month, we're celebrating breast health, and we're talking about factors, environmental factors involved in breast disease. I just want to deviate just for a moment because it's my big brother's birthday. And I'm celebrating the fact that I've been searching for about 3 years of a photograph of him online, and I found everything but a photograph of him in the Cincinnati Bengal uniform. But tonight, I prayed before I searched one more time, and to my chagrin, up came a photograph of my brother, number 67, as a Cincinnati Bengal. And so his birthday is going to be Thursday of this week. And I just want everybody, if you're on Facebook, if you're my friend on Facebook, if not, friend me so I can get you in. I've asked my whole Facebook family to join me in saying happy 69th birthday to my brother, who is my hero. And if he's listening tonight, Mike, I'm giving a shout out to you. I'm going to try to see if I can get him to be on the air with me next week, and we can all sing happy birthday to him. But I'm celebrating the fact that he is both a professional football player in Canada and in the U.S. But more so than that, I'm celebrating the fact that he's a man of honor. My brother has such an extraordinary youth, and he took on the responsibility of raising five children. He's number six. And he kept us all together in one of the greatest storms our family has ever sustained. And I just want to shout out tonight, if you're my Facebook friend or go on Facebook, look me up and hit a happy birthday to him. There's a book on eBay written by a Canadian young man who has followed his career, and Jeopardy, the game show, now uses some of his legacy in the game show on NFL. And so I'm overwhelmed to find out that all this history has gone down and been around me. And my brother, he's such a humble person, and you would never know that about him unless you looked it up online. I was able to tell him some things that he didn't even know was online, posted up about him. So tonight, getting back to pink and blue, we started off the month talking about chemicals, household chemicals, and their effect on breast health. And we talked about the fact that, you know, just something as simple as dishwashing liquid is an acid. And when women or have their hands engaged touching dishwashing liquid, the breast tissue can actually lose energy. We talked about certain manufacturing zones. It's important for you to know if you're in an industrial area that has high chemicals, industrial chemicals like hydrochloric acid and sulfuric acid, manganese, nickel. These cancer-causing agents can be very assaultive to breast tissue. And so it's important to know what kind of chemical conversion you're living in. both not just for women, but for men also, and what you can do about that, how the nanotechnologies and mitigating your house can help reduce your exposure. Last week we talked about environmental radiation, how there are two types of environmental radiation that can render assault on breast tissue. And I want to just kind of pause right in the middle of these two entities in the environment. Never in the history of America have we looked at environmental factors and breast disease. But in the last 3 years, there has been an emerging trend. There's a shift because in medicine, there are now CPT codes or treatment codes where the doctor can prescribe for a home health safety evaluation. The Center for Disease Control is giving free training to doctors and nurses to identify nitrates and sulfites that might be available, that might be used in industry in the area, and therefore puts women at risk for breast cancer from the environment. And I want to shout out to my colleagues at the University of Cincinnati who have been, you know, very aggressive and very assertive in pointing to the fact that the environment can be a major factor. I mean, they're asking the question, how big of a factor is the environment in breast cancer? And they've partnered with Susan G. Komen Foundation there in Cincinnati. I want to give a shout out to Susan G. Komen and to the doctors and nurses at the Breast and Environmental Health Clinic. Because they interrupted their busy schedules to talk with me and give me some information about what their work and how, you know, committed they are to really looking at environmental factors. And I met a woman at Susan G. Komen who said her doctor told her that she got breast cancer from the environment. But here's the thing. Yes, we've identified that the environment is a problem, but they had not made any recommendations for environmental adaptation. And that's why we're at Columbia University. I want to shout out my colleagues at Columbia that are working so diligently to look at environmental interventions, how we can modify the environment. And our model is just one of many. We are the only ones that have nanobio balancers in our environment and are recommending their intervention, especially now that we have Soli. I had the opportunity to be with one of our first families, one of our congressional families, in Cleveland, Ohio, over the weekend, and they had donated their house for 5 years. And I was totally blown away. We put Soli in. We took everything out because the gentleman, this is one of the congresspersons' father. He is a contractor, and he wanted to see the power of Soli alone, what she would do if we just retrofitted windows in about a 1,500-square-foot home. And we were totally blown away to find out how powerful Soli is on the north window. We retrofitted the north window, retrofitted the south window, and solely balanced out the whole house, every glass, every pane in this house. And, I mean, she was so powerful that not only did she decrease the microsurge and the static electromagnetic radiation coming from the windows, she decreased it in the walls. And you could touch any wall in the house and remain balanced. So, I mean, the world of solar and solar insulation for homes in windows to reduce the assault of electromagnetic frequencies, however you want to call it, EMF radiation is real. And it is a very economical way, a very cost-effective way, a way that does not, you know, it does not interrupt the aesthetics of the home. It can blend easily in the window. You can hide it behind a curtain. You can hide it up underneath the awning on top of the window, you know, so that it's not visible and does not interfere with the decor. But it just was totally amazing. We were totally blown away. And when they learned that we were upgrading them, that they had the very, very first water system, and we upgraded them to the new water system, and they found out how fast it alkalizes the water. By the time you finish the installation, 15 minutes, the water has moved. The alkalinity of the water has increased anywhere from 0.35 to 1 pH, depending upon what kind of electrical infrastructure they also have, whether they have additional water filters or water sanitizers, et cetera. And so they are totally, totally blown away. So the future of solar and breast health, we want to talk about that today. Because last week we spent a lot of time talking about the environment, electromagnetic fields, how when they hit the breast, they decrease oxygen utilization in the breast. They decrease and disassociate nutrients so that they are difficult to absorb in the tissue, especially inside of the cell. And so as a result, we're seeing men and women with this breast cancer that have sustained exposure to electromagnetic fields. And so everyone, I hope everyone got a compass and put on your bed. And I'm going to kind of deviate from format tonight and just ask the question, put it out there. Is anybody on the line tonight, anybody on the show, that went and got a compass and put it on your bed? And if you did, I want to know, did you get it to turn north? Anybody want to testify? Anybody want to share the data?
Yeah, Dr. A. Mario here calling.
Okay.
I've tried it once, and I couldn't find out how to make it work. I know that if you take a tree compass, like we were shown on the formation, one to the and one to the middle and one to the foot of the bed, that within 5 minutes, even though you. They've had the north position to begin with, they would actually display the signature of the electromagnetic field going through the bed, right? But how do you do that?
Well, this is what you do. First of all, if you have any biobalancers, any Q1s or Q2s or Q3s, if you have any of the technology in the room, it automatically balances. Okay, so you have to remove all that technology, and it has to go in the middle of the room or on your person. You have to put it in your pocket when you're using the compasses, because if the technology is within 3 feet of the wall, it's going to balance. It'll balance the electromagnetic frequencies, and all the compasses will turn to north. But it's a very simple procedure. One of the medical doctors that was on the show about 2 months ago or 3 months ago, actually wanted to us to come with him to study out some patients that had heart disease. And, I mean, they had gone through everything imaginable for medication management, et cetera, and the disease continued. So when we went to the house, we put 3 compasses on her bed, and none of the compasses would turn north. None of them. So she had sustained, she was 85 years old. She had sustained sinus tachycardia. That's a rapid heart rate. She had irregular heart rate. She was skipping beats. And this had been going on for at least 30 years. And she said when she moved into this particular senior citizen complex, it got worse and worse. And her bed was kind of in It was angled in the corner. It wasn't like put in the corner at a 90 degrees. It was turned at like a 30 to 45 degree angle and put up in the corner so that there was kind of a triangle behind the bed in terms of space. And when we put those compasses on there, we told the doc, this bed can create all kinds of distress, organ distress, because when a compass will not point north, it lets us know that the energetics of the bed is high, and that can alter the body physiology. That's a scientific fact. And that's why when Dr. Smithy Incus was on the call, he talked about the electroconvulsive treatments and how one of the side effects was the voltage could be such that it could impair the electro systems of all the organs, and people actually died behind that. So we actually put the patient in the bed with the compasses while the doctors were there. And then we tested her for the biobalancer. Was that the balance that she needed? Was the Q1 the balance that she needed? Was the nano the balance that she needed? Because there were different frequency interlocks in all of them. And as it turned out, the Q1 was the one that brought her into balance, gave her the most strength, and made all the compasses turn north. So when we filtered her room, we put the Q1 as a relay on the back of one of the power guards. And sure enough, that brought down the microsurge in the room. It was almost 300. It brought it down to 20. And the compasses balanced out and the patient balanced out. And that night, she immediately slept like almost 9 hours. And she said she had the best rest that she has had. And she couldn't even remember 30 years. So she started telling everyone in the building about it. And as it was, there were a lot of people in the building that were having irregular heart rates. And we did and assessed a couple more apartments. And as it was, I mean, the numbers were like 700 and 800. And the lady that had an 800 apartment, she also had a blood disease. They could not stabilize her platelets. And we did her house, and we went in, we measured the radiation, we put in the filters, she tested for balance with a nanobio balancer. She sent me a letter 3 months later. It was about eight weeks later, to tell me that all her blood values had stabilized out. They had balanced out. And she was so grateful. And ever she had gone back to normal, she was sleeping through the night. So that's how you got to do it. You got to know that you cannot have the nanobio balancers in the room. Or you have to keep them on your person. You cannot stand near the bed because you got to be 3 feet away from the bed after you put the compasses on there. Within 5 minutes, you should have a reading. You know, some beds have so much radiation in them, you'll see the compasses turn so fast. It's unbelievable. But we are so excited about the reports we're getting in from Soli. I'm so excited about a daycare that reported to us that, you know, daycares have a lot of babies, and babies have a lot of diapers. And even though, you know, they have strict state rules that govern how diapers can be disposed of, still in the whole changing event, it can be an odorous phenomena up in the nursery. And so we installed solar window insulators, and the staff was totally blown away. The smell dissipated so fast, they couldn't believe it, because they said it was like a lingering smell because the nursery was so large. And the staff in the back, this is a fairly large nursery, daycare facility, said that the air quality was always so thick. But when they put the Solis in, they said that was the first thing everybody noticed within 15 minutes was the air began to move. And this circles right back to health. Because when you're in the bed, your breaths are very vulnerable to the energetics of your bed that's coming off the box spring, that's coming off the wall behind the bed. because when your body lays down, it's designed to pick up the energy around you. It's designed to pick up the energy, and the breast becomes so vulnerable because the breast tissue is primarily adipose tissue or fat. And fat has more than just body insulation. It's a storage energy for a storage system for energy. Fat is also a storage system for toxic waste. And so that's why there's this big campaign now to begin to look at environmental factors in breast health. And we can do the test. We can do the test. I want to applaud the MedStar Washington Hospital Center in Washington, D.C., who now has the greatest task of saving one of the biggest number of women with breast cancer in America. Why is there so much breast cancer in women in Washington, D.C., that are dying from breast cancer? And then we have to really begin to hone in and look at the environment and raise our voices and raise the consciousness that, yes, we need to do the math. Yes, we need to know the data. And that's why I'm so excited about Soli, because it is our new window insulator that decreases the static electromagnetic frequency in the window. And it uses the energy of the sun to make an energy wave that sends bioballast energy in your home. It has about a 7-foot broadcast. And we tested the air quality coming off of the window. You can do this simple test. You got your pen and paper? Do the simple test. Go get a glass mason jar, for those of you that have your Solis. Go get a glass a glass mason jar. You're going to go and stand in the middle of a room, about 8 feet away from the window. You're going to get a sample of air. Just take the glass, make a figure eight with it back and forth, and then put the metal lid on it. Hold it in your hand, and then have someone do muscle response testing on you or do the Bedort testing. You'll see that the energy from the air caught in that glass, if there's a lot of static in the air or a lot of chemicals in the air, it will actually, the glass will enhance either the negative energy of that or the positive energy of that. And if you lose energy from holding that glass, if you have a failed Bedort or failed muscle response testing, it's because the dynamics of air quality has too much static electromagnetic frequency in it or too much chemical charge. You can then take that glass and set it within 12 inches of a window that has Soli in it and count to 10. Soli is so powerful, she will balance the particles that's in that glass, and then you can repeat the test after 10 seconds. And you'll see that you will become so strong, you will have a positive muscle response testing, you'll be able to hold strong, and you'll have a positive Bedort testing. You'll be able to hold strong during your Bedort testing. And we are so excited. People are testing it with water. They're putting a jar of water in the window with Soli, and then taking a Hannah-meter machine. And, Rod, you can do that since you have both Soli and a Hannah, and see how much oxygen increases and how much pH increases in the water after you set a jar of water in the window for about 5 minutes. This is exciting. This is creating a whole area of research of how we can use this technology now that we have the ability to interface it with energy coming from the sun that is sustained in glass. The scientists, the physicists at Harvard have put out some research on glass conduction of EMF radiation in glass. there are a number of studies and demonstrations now in YouTube where you can see all this footage about electromagnetic frequencies and the conduction in glass. So before I get too far away, Mario, from your statement, how do you test the compasses in the bed? You simply just take three compasses. You can go to Walmart and get, you know, the map compasses. They work very well. They have kind of a fiberglass a backing and a magnetic compass in the middle. And you put one at the head of the bed, one at the middle of the bed, one at the foot of the bed. We had another doctor that wanted us to test a house of one of her patients with prostate cancer. And he just happened to be her husband. And she brought us to her house. We put the compasses in the bed. Every compass would turn north, but the compass in the middle, because it was directly under a ceiling fan. And so where the compass turned, instead of turning north, the compass turned to the east. So when we had her husband to lay in the bed, it was in the exact area of the pelvic girdle. And so then she had to admit that she was having some female issues that she had been dealing with for a while. And she thought maybe it was contributing to that as well. So we did what's called ELF testing, when you test the body for the presence of static. And sure enough, she was positive and imbalanced in the area of her pelvic girdle. That is significant with static radiation absorption in that area. And so we balanced the room out. We put Solis in the window, and we put a relay to the beds, to the box spring. In other words, Soli is so powerful, we cut a Soli in half. Imagine that, as small as they are. And we affixed it to the box frame so that it would pick up the energy from the sun, because Soli is so powerful. And when the bed picked up that energy, immediately the compass turned, all compasses turned north. And he said he laid on the bed. We had him lay on the bed for about 10 minutes. And, she was totally amazed. She started to scoot over. She was going to lay on the bed with him to experience how they felt energized in the bed. And that's why, you know, this whole thing of environmental, it's called environmental manipulation. There's a CPT code for that also. When the environment has to be manipulated or adapted to for the management of health. This model has been in existence in Europe for more than 25 years, and it has really not been applicable in the United States outside the realm of you having a stroke or you having some type of neuropathy that impedes your ability to do steps, and the doctor orders for a ramp to be built in your house or modifications in your bathroom, you know, to accommodate your ability to be independent in your self-care. So this is a great time to talk about how what we can do. And as we said, one of the big things we can do with the environment is to reduce our exposure to electromagnetic frequencies and go green. Test the green products to make sure that they're balanced with your body and they don't make your body go weak. For those of you that are just joining us, we've been talking about Bedort testing. Bedort, B-D-O-R-T, like Tom. Again, B-D-O-R-T, like Tom. I really encourage everyone to go on Vimeo.com, Vimeo, V-I-M-E-O, Vimeo.com. There's all kinds of videos on Bedort testing. Bedort testing is a patented test developed by Dr. Omura, who is a medical doctor at Columbia University in New York. He invented it more than 20 years ago and patented it. It's now a standard of care in medicine globally. It's used most frequently in Japan. When you go to the hospitals over there, they do a Bedort testing to see where you have energy loss in your organs, and your care is then designed around energy loss and energy gain. And so that's why they are one of the most aggressive communities of naturopathic wellness in the world. I mean, what's going on in Japan in the world of health is just so phenomenal. Getting back to breast health in America, we have a wonderful opportunity to adjust our environments and for health for our men and our women. These are new trends that we have to teach the millennials, this younger generation. This Bedort testing and muscle response testing to test energy loss in the four quadrants of the breast and the nipple is a must to live in the 21st century, because you have to know on a day-by-day basis whether or not at the end of your busy day, is there a section of the breast that has energy loss? And so just, you know, for me to verbalize the test, one of the tests that you can do for self-breast examination is, of course, stand in the mirror. You're supposed to look at the breast tissue, both men and women, and see if they are symmetrical. You know, if one breast is longer than the other, or one breast has an indentation, you know, it has a nipple that reverses in, you know, that should be a signal to you that you need to contact your doctor and be evaluated further. You're going to inspect your breast for rashes. Why rashes? Well, yeah, if you change the laundry detergent, sometimes detergents can render a rash. But you can also, if the breast has sustained exposure to electromagnetic waves and wireless and cordless, and now some cell phones have the antenna in the mouthpiece, and we're seeing a lot of pathology in the thyroid and thyroid nodules for people to live on the phone for hours and hours every day. A lot of thyroid dysfunction. You need to know where the antenna is coming out on your phone, whether it's coming out the earpiece or whether it's coming out the phone piece. Because if you get a rash, if you are right ear dominant with using a cell phone and you have a rash on your breast that's discolored, that could be a radiation burn. Burns can present like that. And when the body begins to decrease in iodine, especially in the breast tissue, you can see these radiation rashes begin to appear. So you look for a rash. You look for indentation, especially with the nipple. I've seen so many women with triple gram negative breast cancer. And that nipple is like somebody just sucks the nipple inside of the breast. Then it just begins to rot off the body. That's one of the most horrific types of breast cancer that a woman can have. After you look for the breast, you want to look for discolorization. A lot of times when breast cancer begins to present in men and women, it looks like you have a big giant bruise on the breast, like somebody hits you in the breast with, you know, some type of mallet or hammer or even a fist. And these things are alarms for you to contact your physician immediately. I know there's a lot of controversy around mammograms, but I believe mammograms have saved more lives than they have, you know, than they have hurt, and than they have created a loss. And as we tell everyone every week on this show, these green nanotechnologies, these solar nanotechnologies that we have developed, were never intended to treat, diagnose, prevent, or cure diseases. They were designed as electro-safety devices to take down the static electromagnetic frequencies and biobalance them so they block their ability to be absorbed. They block their emission, so the body is not absorbing them. And they won the gold medal for the United States. They won a second gold medal for their role in pulpit safety with the Church of God in Christ. They won the gold medal for excellence in engineering and environmental innovations because they're the new trend. I mean, we have to live better. We cannot, I mean, if we do not do something about balancing and insulating electricity, we already have a runaway train of diseases that are documented in scientific studies that are profoundly caused by electromagnetic static fields. And seizures is one of them. Asthma is one of them. Sustained chronic bronchitis is one of them. Cancers of all kinds. And breast health is certainly in the lineup. Breast disease and breast cancer. Fibrous breast disease and breast cancer is certainly in the lineup, because the breasts take continuous assault when you're on the cell phone. If you have a phone emitting from the mouthpiece, the breasts are in line of assault just the way the thyroid is. And so we now can look at this opportunity of how we're going to test our breasts for balance every day. So you literally make two imaginary lines in the breast, one that runs vertical and one that runs horizontally. And you need to take two fingers, your pointing finger and your middle finger of your right hand if you're testing the right breast, and of your left hand if you're testing your left breast. You have someone do Bedort testing on the right hand when you're testing the left breast, and you put two fingers in all four of those quadrants and then over the nipple. You should be able to hold strong. You should not have any weakness, any imbalance when you're taking those two fingers, because you have sensors at the tips of your fingers that act like probes. When you touch those areas, if you're losing energy, you need to balance your breast, okay? You need to rebalance your breast. And people are using, I use the NanoBio Balancer to rebalance my breast because it helps to discharge static from the body. I took it off of my laptop, put it on my breast, and was able to discharge the breast, the radiation in the breast, because the breast is so weak. This is something I have to do on a daily basis. I have to, at the end of the day, I test my breast to make sure that there's no static absorption in the breast. Even though, you know, I wear my technology and I have a retrofitted house, sometimes the technology falls off. It falls up out of my shoe. I'm in a library, or I'm going through military bases or places, law buildings or library, Congress, or in some kind of body's hospital, or I'm in an intensive care unit where I may have got hit with a frequency. And when you've known, if you know anyone that has had breast cancer, you know that your breast will offload that iodine so fast that you feel pain when the breast has been assaulted with a high level of radiation. So this is a lifestyle for me. This is not something that I did when I got breast cancer in 2006 and had to have the tumors and excised and go through treatment for 2007. Now, this is a way of life for me, and this is a way of life for a lot of women who have contacted me that use the Nano. They said that it gives them relief. They wear it in their bra, and, you know, it gives them relief from breast sensitivity, and it's been tremendous for me. My mammograms have been negative, thank the Lord, for recurrent breast disease, but I am intentional with the care of my breast, because when you have breast cancer, and then I had excision of the tumor in my right breast, the breast is still very sensitive, and it loses its iodine and trace minerals really fast if I go and I don't do this regimen. You know, I'm not neurotic with it, and there's some days I am too tired to do it, or there's some days I go, you know, I'm just traveling in the airport on the airplane, you know, going from one city to another city, and I'm getting hit constantly moving in and out of these airports. So I have to be intentional about breast health. And we have this wonderful opportunity. We are going to be training nurses and doctors, working with some organizations in D.C., training them in Bedort testing, hoping to move that care model in this community. We want to be intentional in the area of Washington, D.C., that has one of the highest numbers of women dying from breast cancer. And we want to be intentional in Ohio, in the Dayton, Ohio area, that has one of the highest numbers of babies dying from SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. So I want to open up the lines now because we got some exciting testimonies. I know we've dedicated this to breast health, but I want to talk about, I got to hear these testimonies coming out of Canada that I've been getting texts about all week. Anybody have a testimony to share?
Doctor, I just a question, make sure that I really understood about the self-breast test that you're going to do. Is with your right hand on your right breast and left hand on the left breast?
Yes. What I do is I have somebody pull my fingers, okay? I have somebody, when I'm putting the two fingers on the breast, on the left breast, to each quadrant and over the nipple, then I have somebody pulling my right finger, doing the Bedort test on my right fingers to see if I can hold strong.
Okay.
And if I get weak, if because, you know, there's times when I get hit, you know, if I am just someplace where I'm using a lot of electrical instruments, you know, in nursing, a lot of nursing has become high-tech. If I'm doing even a wound assessment, using a lot of electrical equipment to do whatever I'm doing, this breast gets hit, and it would get sore. And sometimes if my nano falls off of me or I lose my technology, the breast will pick up that static just like this. So if I am weak, then I use the Q1 on the flashlight, and I give energy to all four of the quadrants of the breast and over the nipple. And I energize the breast, and that helps to take the breast right back up to balance and takes the soreness out of it for me. And that's become a lifestyle for management. Then after I test the left breast, then I'll do the same test on the right breast. And I have taught my grandchildren to do Bedort testing, you know, so that when I need to have, if the parents are away and I need to have some support and I don't have anyone, my grandbabies will pull my fingers. And I'm teaching them how to do breast checks. Because children, we got all these growth hormones in our food. There's so much stuff in our food, our children are developing so fast. I mean, 10-year-olds look like 13 and 14-year-olds developmentally. Children are getting their menstrual cycles even in the second grade. It's incredible, some of the growth spurts that our kids are having. So young women, as soon as they begin to have breasts, they need to be taught how to check the breasts for breast cancer and breast disease. Any other question?
Yeah, Dr. Lee, does it have to be about breast cancer, or can I come up with something else?
You can come up with anything that you want. I mean, our teaching form is about breast health, but we have so many exciting things going on in environmental adaptation that, I mean, I'm hearing so many reports now that it's just phenomenal. So go ahead and share whatever testimony you have.
Okay, you know, this weekend I had another salon in Montreal, right? And
okay.
The salon was on their first edition. I said, well, should I go or should I not go? But I did go, and I was absolutely out of this world, you know. It was really, very, very good people, and I had very high contacts, and I made a hell of a great business. But what I want to talk to you about, following this, on Saturday night, I went to a place where, you know, all these people that are ferreted themselves out or in their home, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this place has been ferreted. You know, they think they are actually ferreting themselves out of the world, but they're actually ferreting them inside their home, eh?
Wow.
And the guy that actually did that, they spent thousands of dollars, and he actually never put even one single filter into this place, and it was about 800 to 900 milligauss in radiation, and this woman was getting worse and worse. So anyway, I did harmonize the place with two power guards with the Q1. And what I want to say about the Bedort testing for the Soli, is I remove everything I had, and I had these two people, a weak woman and a strong man. The strong man, I couldn't use the Bordeaux test because he was too strong with the neurological part, but on the muscle test, it actually failed. Eh? But anyway, I tested it. It was at 9 o'clock at night, you know, and there's no sun outside, and it worked 100% with the Soli, you know, on the even the south wind.
Well, remember, the window is so powerful for picking up the energetic of the sun, and it holds it for hours and hours and hours and hours. That's why when you put
the hours
remember,
would that be? We have any idea? Would that depend on how long it has been exposed there, or?
We need some quantifying instruments, but my hypothesis is when the window is energized, it can hold up to 72 hours.
Is that right? Okay. I mean, within 5 minutes of exposition, it could be 72 hours?
Yeah, the sun, when the sun heats up glass can hold that frequency. It depends upon the quality of glass, what kind of materials the glass is made of. But, you know, there's some longevity in it. That's why, remember, we put that Soli on the window in Canada, and we took the Soli off, and the frequency was still in there for hours.
Two hours later, it was still there. You know, following this today, on that same test, I had measured, especially the woman that is electrosensitive, considered to be an handicap, you know. This was one of the windows that was not covered with a screen, you know, one of these screens to prevent the outside towers. I was in downtown Montreal, right? And we went and checked with the Bordeaux test on that window. And before, lo and behold, that window was actually removing equilibrium from this woman. You know, like I knew how she was strong inside the house, but near the window, it actually was pulling her down.
Yes.
And
then
so that window had negative force coming from all the Wi-Fi activities and the big towers outside the apartment, right?
Wow.
So anyway, it's just to show that I'm so convinced. And one last testimonial, it was today. In Three River, in one of these bungalows, a nice family I met, and this woman has a lot of problems in the lower gut, you know, and she's a really weak person, but you know, like a small person, but she's a good willing person, and we finally tried the Soli on her north window in the kitchen, but believe it or not. Our electrical stove, this new technology where you have a panel that's full of electronics, right? And on the Milligauss scale, it was 45 and above, you know, as it should be 0.5. And, you know, lo and behold, this woman has the particular problem she has is in the lower gut, you know? And what we did, we tested this woman, which is about 10 feet away from the window, we put the Soli on the window. And then we went and tested that person, putting her hand on the board, you know, on the electrical board of the stove. And she actually was very strong. And then I even put my unprotected cell phone on top of that. So that means from probably low frequency to high frequency. And she still was holding even more stronger because it seems like it was amplifying. Could you imagine? And people were actually reversed, you know. They actually couldn't believe that.
I'm telling you, I'm blown away by this solar technology. I am so blown away by the future of Soli. I'm so blown away. We have so many testimonies about Soli that's just incredible. I mean, incredible. People with severe depression, people, you know, with schizophrenia, rapid wound healing. I mean, I couldn't believe it. It's just incredible. It's just incredible. I mean, people, it's just incredible.
Just to finish this little story, that Soli was tested on the car with the couple and their son, and they were all actually blown away too, because it actually did exactly the same thing and even more. You know, they couldn't believe how, when they started their car, they could put cell phone in it and anything else. Just the Soli would actually totally change the atmospheres, the electromagnetic atmosphere, so that everybody was holding 100% strong within the habitat of the car. Happened to be not a Mercedes, but it was an Audi. Well, it was an Audi, yeah.
Well, I'm excited about the future of sun and using the power of sun to mitigate homes. We're just getting started, but I'm telling you, by the spring...
How did you ever come up with this genius idea, you know?
It's God. He gets all the glory. When I tell you it's God, this is so God, and I mean, it's just incredible. It's incredible, I mean, because I told God, I said, you know, I never even thought of the window. But I went to this horse farm, a lady that raised miniature horses. She had a brain lesion. And we were testing her in the bed with the compasses. And I started looking at the window, how close the window was to the bed, and all these electronics she had. And then I started looking at the window, and I'm telling you, the Spirit of God was telling me the window was part of the problem. And I said, windows do not conduct stress. You know, they don't do, and everything I read said windows didn't conduct glass. When I went to Germany, you know, they talked about windows didn't conduct EMF radiation. And so I started researching it on Google. And I found all of these videos that say, yes, windows do conduct. Yes, they do conduct. And I had the great fortune of meeting a Jewish man who was almost 100 years old. And he worked in the glass industry. And he talked about special kinds of glass. There are glass that is made to conduct, and there's glass that made not to conduct.
He should get 4 minutes.
And he had a warehouse. He had a warehouse. He took me to the warehouse, and he had a piece of glass from World War II that had all this metal in it that was made to enhance conduction and made to be an insulator. And he said to me, come on, I want you to stand on this glass. And between his weight and my weight, I know we packed about 400 pounds on that glass. And the glass did not break. And he was telling me about how he was a consultant to all these hospitals in the 1920s, and this glass is installed in surgical operating rooms because it has the ability to insulate heat and conduct EMF, and you can take this feed off of the patient, and they'll stay warm while conducting surgery. That's before they had all these surgery wraps and sterilized drapes and so forth. And he was saying that's how they kept the body temperature. And so he spent time teaching me about glass. I spent 5 years working on Soli. It took us 5 years. He didn't just roll out. And I went back to the lady to that horse farm and worked with the glass until we got Soli to mitigate that static coming from the glass. But I'm telling you, she is just phenomenal. It's amazing how she does it with the sun and the frequency of the sun in that glass. It's just miraculous.
Dr. A?
Yes, sir.
Could I understand that it's not only the frequency of the glass, but maybe even the frequency of the universe, especially when you say it's better if you put it to the north?
absolutely. Well, it's like this, you know. That's God's technology. He gave me the wisdom to put it out there. And, you know, he made us, the earth, to love us. He gave us, he gave earth to humanity to sustain our life, to love us, to nurture us. When you think about all the blessings that come from the earth, the flowers, you know, that dance for our joy, that are there for the ambiance of our entire being. How medicine, the first medicines in the world, came out of flowers. Flowers and plants. Even the Bible said God gave herbs for the healing of the nations. Even Hippocrates, the father of medicine, said there's a plant for every healing needed to man, mankind. And so when you think about God, the way he loves us, and he gets witty inventions. Every time I look around at the internet and iPads and cell phones and all these different fashions and fox fur, as much as I love fur, you know, I don't want anybody to kill a bear and mink for me to have to wear some fur. But because I used to, my brothers are furriers. I used to have to hold the little paw of the mink while they snatched the skin off of it. And I tell you what, I used to criticize as a little girl holding on to those minks. So, you know, you think about the blessing of God, he gets all the glory because it's far beyond me. It's so far beyond me that I get divinely inspired. And when I get divinely inspired, then I have to just stay before God and petitioning him to ask him to give it to me, because he makes me work for it. He makes me test and sample and test, and it's amazing because he always sends me people that are experts in fields of knowledge that I need to know. And I'm grateful for the people, like, you know, the gentleman, the professor from Oxford University. You know, he came into my world. We could only put one frequency in the technology until he came. He said, study this person, that person, this person, that person. You got a lot more to learn about this technology. It was as big as a 4x6-inch card. We couldn't get it smaller. I couldn't get it to hold it smaller. And he guided me to resources and to theoretical framework that guided me getting that energy plate from 10 inches by 10 inches down to 4 inches by 6 inches. Now it's 1 inch and 2 inch and 3 inch. So, you know, Mario, I give God all the glory because he's the one. And he's doing the exceeding things through Soli. I'm so excited about the future of Soli and mitigating static by using glass, the energy of the sun as a medium on glass. Because the air, I mean, what she does to sanitize the air is amazing.
You know, Dr. Lali, this weekend I had a nice family of four young kids, 4 or 5 years old, they. And this man was so interested in protecting his family. And, of course, he bought Soli. He bought the bioharmonizer for each member of the family. But he had a really, really good question. He says, and he was a good person to test. He said, would the Soli work in place of the bioharmonizer on the cell phone? And because of his question, I said, well, let's try it out. And then we try it out. And this is when we understood that your technology, every piece of has a righteous place to be. And of course, it didn't work. It worked a bit. And then I could carry on and say, well, Soli was developed for the window to get the radiation from outside. And of course, it's not made to be a protection for the cell phone. But if you put it on the window and then you test your cell phone without a biobalancer inside, it actually does the job on your cell phone.
Yes, it does. And you're absolutely right. She's not made for a cell phone, and she's out of her element when she's on a cell phone. She doesn't give, you know, she's a totally different lady. I'll put it that way. She's made for the sun. You know, she works for the sun, and that's her element. And, you know, it's miraculous what she does. It's just miraculous.
It's really unbelievable.
It's really unbelievable. It's so unbelievable, I can't believe it. It's so unbelievable.
I'm so glad that you're doing this work, you know, because it's unbelievable.
It really is unbelievable. Ida, are you still on the line with us? She's gone. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I was hopeful we were going to have a report from Ida, but she got in there and got out. Listen, it's 10 o'clock. It's been wonderful being on the show tonight, talking about breast health in women and men, what you can do to safeguard your breast. Health is intentional. Breast health is intentional. Now that we know better, we can do better. We've got to reduce our exposure to chemicals in the environment. We have to know the levels of radiation that we're being exposed to, mitigate them, and bring them down so that we can live and we can have health and we can keep our neighbors strong and our men and women healthy. Breast health is something that's intentional that we all can have if we just increase our awareness of the environment. I want to, again, give a shout-out to my friends at the University of Cincinnati for the great work you're doing in the environment and breast health research, to the people at Susan G. Coleman, to my colleagues at Columbia University. I thank everybody that's on the show tonight. This is Dr. Lally. I'm getting ready to go to bed. Good night, everyone.
I got
Have
one
a great
question.
Week.
Oh,
okay, go ahead.
Good night, everyone.
You didn't send a text out tonight on the for the show. So I was still doing the thing on the power line.
Okay, I sent it out via Facebook. Did anybody get the Facebook? I sent it out by Facebook. I'm trying to do it through the event planning. I know it says December 27th, but I try to put Tuesday. I put tonight when I sent it out on the Facebook. That's where it is. You can go on my Facebook page and copy the information. Yeah.
Okay, then.
And you can click into the event. You can go to my Facebook page and click into the event and get it.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else have any questions or comments? Good night, everyone. Good night. Watch the debate tomorrow and go vote.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I'll follow.
Thank you.